Well, I hope you've seen some fires burning for the Lord tonight. The team could go on all night. And I'm sure they all felt like their time was so squeezed. But I hope what you've seen is, even again tonight, their representation of Christ through a heart of honesty, integrity. And that's what we saw when we were away. People who genuinely wanted to serve Christ. The focus was on Christ. We left with Christ as our primary area of focus so that we could actually glorify Him. And He showered us with harmony and unity. He provided this opportunity of prayer together where the Holy Spirit was present. And after we would come out of that, we'd go into things like VBS, and you could feel the Holy Spirit. You've got 70 kids, and you could hear a pin drop when the gospel was being shared. So we know that what's been done has been done through God. But it's been done because you folks have been faithful in prayer. You held us up in prayer while we were away. You held us up in prayer before we went. You supported us financially. And God does His work when we pray. And we saw God do His work. And we were equally blessed when we heard of news from Canada. I mean, the youth, this is the first time in 20 years I haven't gone to snow camp. But not only were the angels singing in heaven when we heard that a soul was saved there, but we were shouting on the mountains in Jamaica too for Chelsea, and congratulations on your salvation. God does not go one place to do His work. He actually is working everywhere all the time. And I think on our last bus ride home, it so amazed me when we actually, you saw the slide up there about Bill Cummings. He's about 75 and he plays the keyboard there. And he was recounting how he met the Greens, who actually planted this church. He met them over in Jamaica. They encouraged him to play. In fact, he talked about how Mrs. Green and him were going to do a recital. He said, "We never did it. It rained or something that day. And in Jamaica, it's a bad day if it rains because everybody walks everywhere. And you saw the stones. It's slippery." But he went on to recount. He goes, "Do you just have a little white building?" And we said, "Yes, we used to be in a little white building." He goes, "I was in a conference in the U.S. and I came up to Canada to visit them. And I was in that white building." So long before we went to Jamaica on this trip, and probably five times that Bruce's been there, God was already weaving this church family with our church family. And it's how God works. He works through relationships. And we established a lot of relationships when we were there. We understand why those who have gone before us, Vic and Mark and Bruce, why God actually works through relationships, because He actually does His best work when we actually are honest and open. And we come back with a real heart for the Lord. One thing that really touched me while I was there, I'm going to read God's little debate here with Job. It wasn't much of a debate. You'll remember that Job was frustrated with God. And God responded to his frustration. In Job 38, he said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge?" And he went on and on, but in verse 18 it says, "Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this." Pastor Kingsley gave a sermon, and there was something there that really struck me. He goes, suppose in the life to come we have more than five senses. Sometimes we feel dry with our relationship with God. But imagine if there's another five senses and we actually will see things and feel things that we have never seen before. Solely because God has not given us the opportunity to use these senses yet. And there's a marvelous future ahead for those of us that know the Lord. And we were blessed to see 15 people get touched by the Holy Spirit and come to know the Lord. We look forward to seeing them in glory. But I tell you, he works here too. We saw suffering. We heard the guys In humor, talk about their bruises and blisters. And I know Ryan, the night before they started carrying all these buckets cut across all his fingers. I mean, this is provides an opportunity to suffer with Christ. And if we're prepared to do that, God does amazing things. I just want to thank all you for suffering. Those that had spouses and family that were left behind. I know it was a tough time, but I hope you're built up now that now that we have returned. For those that you who sacrificed financially, that all contributed to what was going on there. Kingsley, Pastor Kingsley is someone who actually lives with great integrity. And God blessed them richly. I think there's probably close to $60,000 in total if you count the barrels and you count everything, the 800 pounds of suitcases that we took with stuff in them, the funds that were left. And that's amazing. You know, we're a small church. But God finds his way. God touches hearts. He allows people to deal with things sacrificially. And we saw God's unity and his own people there. It's interesting. It reminds me of our youth here. You're either on fire for God down there or you're too busy like you are here. You're not involved at all. Sometimes you actually wonder how some of these young people get so on fire for God. You see the kids actually having the head knowledge but not the heart knowledge. But God does some form of transformation. And because they have so little, they are spiritually rich. We heard Pastor Black speak at the college while we were there. And Bruce and I have been supporting a leadership group here. And it was a phenomenal talk about the wisdom. Where does conflict come from? Conflict of the heart. He spoke with greater wisdom than you'll find in any university campus here in Canada. We actually go with our own biases to these countries thinking that they may be a bit backward, but they actually are spiritually rich. And we had an opportunity to see that. I read Acts before we went to see how the Holy Spirit really does move. And I was moved by the fact that in Acts, both Philip and Peter, each of the disciples, he sent them to places they didn't want to go. He sent them to Samaria. He sent them to places where they didn't like the people. Now, we had a great love for these people, but we can actually have other types of biases, whether we think we're smarter or whatever. But God is a God of reconciliation. And when we left that place, we knew we had just as much to gain as we gave. And that's the way God works. So I hope you are encouraged by what you've seen. We've got 15 more people here who are on fire for God. We've got a couple others that would like to visit our church, Bethany up north and Doreen from Havelock. But God's working in this church. And we saw that before we left. The team can recount to you miracle after miracle. The interesting thing about miracles is you've got to be looking for them, because God does his miracles through little things and not through big things. And if you see the little things all come together, it's an amazing piece of work that he's actually weaving. So I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for your support in prayer, your support financially, and the support that I know lies ahead as the church actually gears up to figure out how do we actually work in Canada. This was a unique ministry to go off to a Christian country. You can see by their national anthem the impact God has actually had there in their history. But in going to a Christian country, it actually highlights the mission field we really have at home. And we got to figure that out, that equation of how we actually minister at home and save souls. Thank you. Bruce?
This is the longest service that I think I've been a part of since I've been here at Newcastle for about 14 years. So I'm going to start my sermon. No, just kidding. But let it be known that this is the norm down in Jamaica. Yeah. You've heard a few times tonight, there's a lot of things I could say. Betty summed up very well a lot of the things that I even wanted to say. But there is so, so much more. I just want to say a couple of things, though, and that is, this is my fifth time down there. And I just want to encourage this church not to forget the relationship that God has caused and has supported and developed with that church in Jamaica. You've heard a little bit about Mr. Cummings and his interactions with the Greens, and that was back in 19... what year was the church started? Sorry? Okay, it would have been in the early 70s then that Mr. Cummings was here. That connection would already be there. 12 years ago when I went down and you saw the pictures there with the work that we did, and in the background was a pastor's home with a roof on it and had the white second floor. That second floor was virtually wiped out by a hurricane. And that roof was what our team put on from this church 12 years ago. And then we've been back there and we have that relationship. And over the years, Kingsley would say to me on the phone and different things, "Bruce, we just love your church." And I'm thinking, what have we done for you? Yeah, we've gone there once, twice maybe. We've done a few little things here and there, but just didn't realize the impact that our church was having until I took this team down and just heard from them over and over again about the many things. And here's the little things that people have talked about. The power goes out down there all the time. I mean, all the time. As a matter of fact, when we were cutting with the circular saws and different things like that, the power went out and our work would have been halted and we would not have got those forms done. We would not, therefore, have got the concrete done and so on and so forth. But for the generator that was started up and carried on the work. Our church bought that generator. Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church was the ones who bought and paid for that generator when there was a need. And you say, okay, big deal. But you know what? It is a huge deal for them. Because on the very last Sunday night when the power went out and we're in the Kingsley's home and I couldn't see my hand because it was so dark, on comes the generator, the one purchased by Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church. And it was just really neat to be able to sit there with this group and say, hey, we got light because of our church. Saw a need and we filled that need. And I could go on and on and on. But I just want to say this about the guys that I worked with and the whole team. You might remember a picture in there with a fellow who was breaking up coconuts for us and serving us some things in the dark. And his name was Mr. Spence. And I've always known him as Dickie. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever heard him called Mr. Spence was on this trip in the 5 times that I've been down there. But anyway, he is kind of the security guard slash maintenance guy slash whatever you want to call him for the college. And him and I were sitting talking while the young guys were playing some basketball with the local kids and the ladies were off in one of the rooms socializing over there just in the evening. And I was talking to him quietly. He says, "Bruce," he says, "you always bring down the best teams." Now, I will say this. He was not talking and giving me praise. And I didn't take it that way. He was giving God praise because what he was saying was, this team came down, and this is towards the end of the week. He saw the work ethic, the fact that this team was focused on God, that when there was downtime, they weren't off playing around, that they were worshiping, that they were praying, that they were preparing for their next lesson, that the guys on that opportunity when we could leave at 3:30 in the afternoon stayed till 6:30 at night to continue carrying buckets. And he says, teams don't come down here and work like that. And that's a shame. If we're going to another country, if we're going to be witnessing, if we're going to be missionaries, as you would call it, what are we going to do if we're not going there to work and to serve the Lord? And so when he said that, I don't want to say there was a pride in my heart, because I suppose that would be a sinful thing for me to say. In a way, there was. But it was to give glory to God for what he has done through us and in us and with his team down in Jamaica. And I just sat back and said to him, I said, "Praise God. Praise God." That this team would have that witness to those people was amazing. Someone, I can't remember who it was, mentioned tonight, don't make promises. Bruce told me not to make promises. I think that was Leo. Because, and I'll tell you why, and this is the sad part. Many Canadians and North Americans, I guess, Americans and Canadians have gone down there. They've seen needs and they've made promises. We'll send you some money. We'll send you a team. We'll build this for you. We'll fix it. Don't worry. We'll take care of it. And they never follow through. My point was, don't make promises that you can't keep, that you don't intend to keep. So, there is needs down there. Yes, they're a country that preaches the Word of God. I mean, these churches do. Obviously, there's a country that has great difficulties as well. It's a very spiritual country. There's occultic practices as well as Christian practices, and there's everything in between. They want us back. They want a team from this church back. Now, I'm not putting in an advertisement to the missions committee, but in a way I am, because this team is welcome back, and people from this church are welcome back whenever we want, because there's a relationship there with Independence Hall Baptist Church in Oxnard, Jamaica. And I just want to thank you, and I just want to praise God for what he has done. And this is why we have that testimony. In Ephesians 6, it's talking about bondservants and masters, working for your master and how you should work. So it's a little bit different context, but I think the words are very important nonetheless. It's talking about service to your servant serving the master, and to do so with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Not as with eye service, meaning don't just work hard when people are looking. Don't just share the gospel when you're in church or when the pastor's around or when some other Christian is there. Don't just work hard and carry those buckets up the hill when Bruce is looking over your shoulder when the Pharaoh's chasing you down the hill. What was neat and what was a glory to God was that this whole team worked as God pleasers, not men pleasers. They weren't just doing it for people to look and say, hey, look what I've done. They're doing it out of obedience to Christ. And for that, I praise God. Thank you. We're going to close. I just hope this has been a challenge for you. I know that there's, in every team that's gone so far that I've been part of, there's been, in my own heart, but also in the hearts of others, there's been lives that have been changed. Some of the young men that I've gone with before are now in service or planning to be in service full-time in ministry. I have no doubts that may happen with this group as well. Are you going to take up that challenge? When I said goodbye down there in Jamaica to the church on the final Sunday, I said to those who are saved and born again in Christ, this isn't goodbye, it is just until next time. Whether that means I'm coming back and I'll see you again here on earth, or whether that means one day before the Lord, it's just until next time. But there's some of them in that church, and there may be some of you here tonight, where if I say goodbye, it might be the last time. If you don't know Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. Give him your heart. He died for you. He loves you. That's why this team was able to go and do what we did, because of the love of Jesus Christ, because of his strength and what he's done for us. Today is the day of salvation. Give him your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.